USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden delivered an update on the situation in Afghanistan Tuesday afternoon, warning that an offshoot of ISIS poses a threat to Americans in the country. The president said that the U.S. is on pace to withdraw all forces by the August 31st deadline, but has asked the State Department and Pentagon to make contingency plans should an extension be needed. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have lobbied the president to extend that deadline as long as is needed to complete the evacuation of Americans in the country. Colorado Democratic Congressman Jason Crow, a veteran of three tours of Afghanistan and Iraq, says that the U.S. has a moral obligation to get people out.
Now we have a moral obligation to make sure we are standing by our Afghan partners and our allies, protecting American citizens, and that moral obligation does not have a deadline. We must do everything necessary, regardless of the deadline at the end of the month. We must extend that and get the mission done.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
We could be stuck with shortages of goods for a while longer because of the pandemic. Tim Berg reports.
It might not be a bad idea to do your Christmas shopping sooner rather than later. Experts saying the ongoing pandemic-related supply shortage and transportation issues worldwide are making it hard for global manufacturers to get their products to store shelves. Many think it could be next year before shipping and transportation issues are sorted out. Due to the fast-spreading Delta variant, supply chain issues could potentially worsen if shipping companies or ports are forced to close down. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a pair of House lawmakers have made an unauthorized trip to Afghanistan. Representatives Peter Meyer, a Republican from Michigan, and Seth Moulton, a Democrat from Massachusetts, traveled to Kabul on Tuesday to conduct oversight of the evacuation operation. In a joint statement, the two veterans said that they conducted their trip in secret and didn't announce it until after they left the country so as to reduce the risk and disruption to the operations on the ground. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out. Everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Food and Drug Administration gave full approval to Pfizer's COVID vaccine on Monday, with many hoping that the full license will encourage more people to get the shot, as well as see more businesses issue vaccine mandates. The CEO of Pfizer, Dr. Albert Bourla, says that this vaccine is one of the most studied medicines in history. He tells Fox News about the process the company underwent to get the FDA's full approval.
We have done a submission to the FDA that has an unprecedented magnitude. Just to give you an idea, the file that we submitted to the FDA was composed by 360,000 pages. 360,000 pages of data. I don't think there is any other medicine in the world that have been studied so intensively, not only in controlled clinical trials like the ones that we presented to the FDA, but in real world information. For example, we have given this vaccine to more than 1 billion, we have given more than 1 billion doses of this vaccine globally, hundreds of millions in the US. And we have systems, particularly in countries where they have full electronic medical records like Israel, where 99.9% of the population is in computerized systems, that we have very good visibility on the safety and efficacy of this vaccine. So I think it is one of the most researched medicines in the world.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.